Throughout the week here on NHPR's Morning Edition, we're taking a look at New Hampshire's expanding charter school movement. This series is called A Growing Choice. New Hampshire now has 25 charter schools, and more students are attending these publicly funded alternative schools. This morning, we visit the state's largest charter school, Academy for Science and Design in Nashua. In the school's cafeteria, National Science Bowl championship banners hang on the walls. Test scores here are some of the highest in the state. 96% of the school's eighth graders are proficient in math. Compare that to just 64% statewide. And as Board of Trustees member Mike Diffily explains, the school was also recently named 50th best high school in the nation by Newsweek magazine.
Looking at the schools in the top 50 and looking at the fact that there's only one other school from New Hampshire within the entire mix, and that's number 217, that also endorses what this school is attempting to accomplish.
These all may sound like traits of an exclusive prep school, but it's in fact a public charter school. Still, parent Kate Bender says getting her son Patrick enrolled was no easy task.
You do have to fill out applications, and I believe he had to write an essay, and I did get some recommendations from his teachers. And it took quite some time to put together the paperwork, and then there was the placement testing.
Jennifer Cava, the school's director, explains that was the process 2 years ago when Bender's son applied.
One thing that has been very important to me is making sure that the focus of admissions is in having kids choose ASD, as opposed to having ASD choose kids.
So it's important to know the history here. 4 years ago, the school was using a placement test before students got in. If students didn't score well enough, they weren't accepted. After complaints from parents, school officials acknowledged those students should have been allowed in the lottery, and they were offered spots the following year.
Now we've moved the placement test to after the lottery. So there, it is truly a placement test. It's not admissions test. And getting people to really understand and believe that has taken a while because there's a perception, and partially a perception because of the history.
After taking over in 2012, Cava says the school has worked to break down other barriers to enrollment. The school no longer has an admissions committee, which had to agree students would be well-suited for the school before they were accepted. And the academy also no longer asks students for teacher recommendations. But Cava says as much as the school works to be inclusive, there are other factors at play.
You could argue, you know, in what ways is the school still self-selective, right? Because
right.
At some level, coming to any charter school, there's a higher level typically of parent involvement because you have to have parents involved enough to get in a car and drive your child an hour, you know, which some parents do, or more. There's also a heavy parent involvement because of the level of work and the rigor and the curriculum. So we're going to make our way through the hallways here.
The Academy for Science and Design features an accelerated STEM curriculum. That's science, technology, engineering, and math. Seventh graders can take algebra, biology, chemistry, and experimental physics.
Good morning.
Cava gives me a tour of the school, which moved into its 70,000-square-foot industrial building in Nashua 3 years ago.
You can see, you know, running across the top here, we call that the whale bone, but that's where all of these different wires
cabling
and things are.
So
it took some vision when we came in.
You've got lockers here lining the halls, much
absolutely.
Like you'd see in any school.
All donated? Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
When the school opened, it had just 32 students. That was in 2007. It now has more than 500. There are another 55 students on a waiting list and 162 applications already in for next year. I spoke with several students who describe a tight-knit community. Fiona Doyle is a junior and says much of that comes from a common shared experience, being victims of bullying.
So I think that we look out for each other in that sense, and we would never want anybody else to feel the harm that we felt when somebody told us that we were different or strange or not good enough because of how we felt about academics.
The academy goes through 12th grade, but only about half of students who start will finish at the school. Standing in a sixth grade engineering class, Cava says many students still want the larger high school experience and will return to their district high school or attend a private school.
I mean, things like sports, we sure don't have a football team. We're not able to offer, you know, we have an art class, but we're not able to offer pottery. And we don't have the broad spectrum of classes that kids are looking for if they're interested in a variety of things. We put all of our real in-depth coursework into STEM areas.
So what happens when a student enrolls and can't handle the rigorous curriculum? Jay O'Connell is the Academy of Science and Design's sixth grade math teacher.
If someone is struggling, I'll say, well, you know, we're at such and such a chapter. Let's wait till we get to here, because that's kind of like the meat and potatoes of what we're doing here. And if they can handle that, then they'll be okay. But if they can't get past whatever it is, I'll tell them, possibly this isn't the right situation. But that doesn't happen too often. But it does happen. It has to happen. And I'm not afraid to have the conversation.
For all the school's success, Kava says it's important to her that it's not built on a selective admissions process.
One out of eight students here is on a 504 or an IEP plan. You know, so we have a lot of kids who are working with a lot of different challenges. So I think that people are beginning to believe now that it's not a private school masked as a chartered public school. It is a public school. A different public school.
Do you feel like you're always constantly fighting that perception?
I do. I think that I've spent the last 5 years trying to explain that is not the intention behind the school.
Other New Hampshire charter schools' enrollment requirements are still raising red flags. In February, a U.S. Department of Education monitoring report raised, quote, significant concerns with what it called extensive enrollment requirements at some of the state's charter schools. The review team visited schools that required students to write essays and attend interviews, an application process that could take weeks and potentially create barriers to admission. New Hampshire Commissioner of Education Virginia Berry says she's confident charter schools are open to everyone.
It is a requirement that they use a lottery, which means all students that express an interest, their name goes into the lottery process.
But she also says applying to a charter school isn't necessarily going to be the same as a traditional public school, and essays and interviews may be part of the process.
It's an effort to understand the student coming into the school, to be sure that the parents are aligned with the philosophy and so on and so forth. If complaints were to come to the department or concerns from parents, and in the last 6 years I've never heard a parent, other than that one situation where they were taking a math test.
Commissioner Berry says the growth of the state's charter school program over the past decade speaks to the demand.
Parents, are looking for choices. They're looking for different avenues for their children. And for a lot of parents, a charter school fits their needs.